Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With all your needs when it comes to purchasing service and accessories for your vehicle. They got lots of goals out at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are completely satisfied. So let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them Goodman Road in South Haven or visit them on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, homie, you paid too much. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Jason Smith scheduled to join us and just give us an update. That's all we want. We just want to know. I mean, this
is going good.
Yeah, I mean, this is an important day. I mean, don't you remember when you closed on your house, the joy?
I do, yes.
And how that quickly went to crap?
Yes, it turned from joy to pain very quickly.
But we're going to hopefully speak to Jason and hope that his experience is going swimmingly like we know it will. We had Gary on the show yesterday, Gary Parrish, and he mentioned that yesterday could be a big day in the college basketball corruption trials because of the testimony of former Adidas consultant TJ Gasnola. Well, it was. It was a big day, and it was an explosive day in court because Gasnola did testify. He, of course, is cooperating with the authorities because he wants to avoid a maximum prison sentence of what would be, I think, 20 years. So he essentially testified yesterday on the stand that he, TJ Gasnola, made payments to the families of Silvio D'Souza, Dennis Smith Jr., Brian Bowen, Billy Preston, and DeAndre Ayton, who, of course, was the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, is out there in Phoenix. Again, he's been an Adidas consultant since 2013. TJ Gasnola has, and as part of that sort of cooperating agreement to avoid jail time, he must testify truthfully. He testified that he agreed to pay $25,000 to the family of Brian Bowen Jr. for their son to play for the Adidas-sponsored Michigan Mustangs grassroots program, among many other things. And where I'm at on this, and I guess this is the part where I kind of struggle, is that I'm not outraged because I always feel like these young men should have control of their likeness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that they should have the authority to, you know, if they can be paid and if they can be compensated for their services, they should be. Like, I don't look at this as, and I know the FBI certainly looks at it as such, but I don't guess I look at it as a legal issue. I just kind of look at it as an NCAA issue, and I wonder if that's what it will ultimately just end up being. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I actually think they're going to get convictions in this case? I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm not read enough in the legal side of this to know, but, I mean, this just feels like, you know, an NCAA ethics case. And I think those
I think
those are warped as it is anyway. That's the other problem I have is, like, again, why shouldn't these guys be compensated for their work? That's what this all boils back down to,
mm-hmm.
You know, whoever it is. And that's kind of the same thing. I think Kyle Tucker of The Athletic asked John Calipari sort of the same question today as you sort of reflect, you know, on this case, right? Is it an NCAA issue or is it, an NCAA question? And he agrees. You know, he said that these guys should get money for their likeness. And I think I'm just totally in agreement with him there. He said, I think every kid owns their name and likeness. I've said it for years. That's the issue right now. There's things that we should think about to let them get their money. Every decision, even the Rice Commission, should be about what does this do to the kids? It all comes back to that. How do we make this better? So, and again, of course, like it also benefits Cal to say things like that. So you have to take that into account. But I think he's right. I mean, I do. You know, if a shoe company wants to pay a guy $100,000 while he is in school, is it morally wrong or is it just wrong in the eyes of the NCAA?
Right.
And I guess we're going to find that out. guess we're going to find that out. All right, when we come back, Bennett's going to give you a chance to win $1,000. Jason Smith going to join us at 1:25. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
National contest data message rates apply. Now it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash all month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
Yeah, that's right. Your chance to win $1,000 right now. Text the word FANCY, F-A-N-C-Y. Text FANCY to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, your 1 o'clock keyword is FANCY. Text FANCY, F-A-N-C-Y, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. We're going to be giving you a chance to win a grand all day long, every hour until 7 p.m. So you got plenty of time now. The code word is FANCY. Text FANCY to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You'll have another chance coming up at 2 o'clock.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
It's beautiful, cooler weather, so it's the perfect time to get to Outdoors, Inc. to get yourself outfitted to get outdoors. They've got new Patagonia, new North Face, and new Arc'teryx clothing. They've got new Hoka running shoes. They've got new 2019 Cannondale bicycles. And, of course, all these products, lifetime quality, and covered by the store's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Outdoors, Inc. is a family business that has been outfitting Memphians since 1974. They've got a Midtown location on Union Avenue and East Memphis locations on Germantown Parkway and Poplar Avenue. So head on over to Outdoors, Inc., where the service is as high quality as the clothes.
Planning a family reunion, a class reunion, a wedding, or need an incredible place for guests to stay? Courtyard by Marriott in Collierville is the place for you. They're located at Carriage Crossing Mall, which puts your guests right in the middle of some of the best shopping and dining around. New to their Collierville location this year, the Bistro, serving Starbucks, breakfast, dinner, and evening lounge. Courtyard by Marriott at Carriage Crossing in Collierville. To learn more about our group rates and to make your reservations, call today, 850-9390.
If you want to instantly add style or personality to your home or business, call Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blinds of Memphis. He'll set up an appointment for a free in-home consultation, show you all the samples, colors, and options from the beautiful mobile showroom, measure everything, price the job, order the products, and come back to install them in 1 to 3 weeks. It's that simple and easy. No need to try to wrestle with it yourself. Affordable Blinds is the highest quality and the shortest turnaround time. So call Affordable Blinds at 753-5822 or just Google Affordable Blinds Memphis. It's the easy way to add style to your home or business for the holidays.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Did you forget someone or need a few more gifts for friends or coworkers? It's not too late. Massage Envy Spa has 4 convenient locations where you can buy gift cards in any amount. Our licensed massage therapists will massage the stress away. Stop by Massage Envy Spa and solve your final gift-giving problems today in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar at Exeter, and in Midtown on Union Avenue, and our newest location in Cordova on Germantown Parkway. It's not too late to give the gift of Massage Envy Spa.
The Gravely Commercial Fleet Sales Event is going on right now over at Commercial Equipment Company. They're located at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive. So make sure you get over there right away. Throughout the entire month of October, all commercial Gravely lawnmowers, that includes all walk-behind, zero-turn, and stand-on mowers, they are on sale. And remember, you get 0% financing for up to 48 months on selected models. Again, the Gravely Commercial Fleet Sales Event's going on right now at Commercial. They're located at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive, just south of Summer Avenue. Give them a call, 901-275-8177, 901-275-8177. They've also got throughout the entire month of October, Red Max backpack blowers on sale as well, up to $50 off those blowers. They're the most powerful blowers on the market. Just call them for more details or stop by and let Jose help you pick out the blower that's going to work best for you.
Step right up. It's an old fortune teller machine.
Yeah, I think I've got a quarter.
Soon, prescription drugs will put you in the poorhouse, not a beach house.
There goes our nest egg.
How did he know about our plans for a beach house?
I see everything.
Whoa. Oh, my. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about affordable Part D prescription drug plans? Give us a call or visit fbhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plans. We've got you covered.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Big game this weekend out at the Liberty Bowl. Top 10 ranked UCF coming to town. Going to be on ABC for the majority of the Southeast region. The rest of the country will be on ESPN too. But it's a big game, and it's a little bit of a. Maybe UCF doesn't consider it, you know, a rivalry game because it hasn't been super competitive.
I bet they'll consider it a rivalry if they get beat.
Well, that's what's going to have to take place, yes. I consider it a rivalry, though, because, you're talking about, and maybe it hasn't gone the way – it hasn't been like a back-and-forth affair necessarily, though. It could have gone either way in the title game.
Here's what – I know a guy that's a UCF fan who lives in Orlando. Here's what it is, okay?
You know a guy that's a UCF fan in Orlando?
We do the same thing to them in basketball, right? Like, they consider us a rivalry in basketball, kind of, because...
But hold on, though. In basketball, they're a solid team, but they've never really been, like, one of the best non-Power 5 teams in the college basketball.
But that Memphis game is important to them every year in basketball. And we dismiss it as a fan base. Let's just be honest. We do.
Well, yeah.
And so it's kind of the favor being returned a little bit. Now, this is grander scale. It's college football.
Also, Memphis is better in football than UCF is in basketball.
That's a good point. Yeah, I agree with that.
Memphis and UCF are two of the best programs in the group of five. Like, mm-hmm. you got UCF, Boise State, Memphis, Houston. Am I missing anybody in the group of five?
I mean, Cincinnati's undefeated right now, but you're talking about over the past couple of years. I get you. Yeah, exactly.
Cincinnati hadn't played anybody.
Right.
And they haven't been relevant in the last three, four years.
True. Yes.
Since Brian Kelly was there, to be honest.
Houston, Memphis, UCF out of the American, Boise State.
If I asked you non-Power 5 college basketball teams, how many would you have to go through before you got to UCF?
Oh, a ton.
You'd have to go through a ton. Because, yeah. First of all, the Big East is technically non-Power 5. So it would be forever until you got there. So I don't think Memphis football is not UCF basketball. That's just where I'm at on it. But I do think this is there's a little bit of bad blood with this particular matchup because they wouldn't wear the dark uniforms. They're tripping about the dark uniforms, trying to ruin the whiteout.
Mm-hmm.
And they got that little threat on the message board, about what Memphis players look like. I bet they do that for every game though. For every opponent.
Still disrespectful.
I'm not really studying that as much as I am the uniform gate. I think that's disrespectful.
Uniform gate's more controversial.
Again, it's like if I had a friend and I have some of the gnarliest toes you'll ever see, trust me. But if I had a friend who's, it is his requirement that you take your shoes off when you enter the home, it'd be like me just coming in and just stomping my feet all over his carpet.
Mm.
It's disrespectful to the home.
I think that's true.
And to me, that's what UCF is doing.
Respect the bowl.
We're asking them to take their shoes off at the door.
And they won't.
And they got mud on their feet, and they're stamping on in here.
Yep.
And they're saying F our couch. And so this feels a little personal to me. So it's a big game this weekend. Mike Norvell, of course, is the University of Memphis football coach. It's his birthday. It's his 37th birthday today. He joined us earlier today. Ron Olson was in studio. It's a fun interview. And so we thought it would be good to re-air it. So this is Mike Norvell from earlier here on the show. Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is a big weekend for Memphis football, and right now he is the coach of Memphis football. He is Mike Norvell. It's also his birthday. Coach, welcome to the show, and happy birthday.
I appreciate it. How you guys doing?
Everything is good. Any big plans tonight? It's number 37. I ain't trying to put you on blast, but number 37, that feels like a milestone a little bit.
I'm happy to see another birthday. It's always a celebration, but now we're working, getting ready for a big game on Saturday.
Yeah, no chance to go to the Olive Garden. You just got to focus on the game, right?
We need to make sure we're taking advantage of every minute we get. But I tell you, I've been really pleased with our football team. Had a great week of practice. A lot of excitement around our program, just for the opportunity for this week. And I think our guys have done a remarkable job in how they're preparing for it.
How important, Coach, are games like this on a national stage? Not just for your program. Obviously, it's important for your program, but for the conference to get a national spotlight in a game that really matters across the country.
I think obviously every game is important. Every game has weight and value, but there is a little bit of a heightened emphasis when you do get this platform. And we talk all the time about what we represent. There's a tremendous brand of football being played in the American Conference, and here at the University of Memphis, and you bring in a top 10 opponent. Heck, it's 18 straight wins. It's one of the most explosive teams in the country, and we get to play here at our home field, and a great opportunity to go out there and compete and showcase what we're all about.
How different are they from last year? I mean, obviously Scott Frost moves on, but they pretty much bring back everybody offensively. I mean, are they pretty much running the same stuff? Like, how different are they from last year from what you've seen?
They changed a little bit schematically, but you see a tremendous amount of experience and confidence in what they do. I mean, they're actually playing faster than what they played at any point last year. They're extremely explosive. They can run the football. They can throw it around. Everything starts with their quarterback, McKenzie Milton. He's a true threat in every aspect. I know he's a Heisman contender and candidate, and it's well deserved. I mean, he's a special player. They've added a couple more game breakers out there at the receiver position, and all around just an explosive team. Defensively, you can see in the defensive backfield, a lot of length, speed, great size up front, and so it's gonna be a fun game to coach in, a great game to play in, and for all the fans and Memphians that make the trip out to the Liberty Bowl, it's gonna be a heck of a game to watch.
Coach, do you have some special plays that the Central Florida hasn't seen that you kind of work in this week that, you maybe know some weaknesses they got and maybe take advantage of that? Do you guys work on new stuff every week?
The majority of what we do is going to be our base. But just like every week, if you see an area where you can attack somebody, or you think that a special play might help give you an advantage, then we'll always look at that. But the biggest thing for us is to go out there and to play fast. Let our kids play with confidence. To be able to, regardless of what we see and how they what they present, that we know what our assignment is. Sometimes when you try to add too many new plays or too many wrinkles, and it really causes your guys to hesitate. And right. if we play slow, it's against a great team. I mean, it'd be a real challenge. And so we want our guys to play with confidence in everything they do.
All right, I got to ask you this: the game is at 2:30. How do you guys? What's your day like on Saturday? What does everybody get up at 7? They eat breakfast. What's the whole game day plan when you got a 2:30 game?
Yeah, when we have a little earlier game, we'll move one of our normal morning meetings to Friday night, and we'll wake up, we'll do a quick walkthrough, kind of a stretch session, we'll throw the ball around just a little bit, trying to get guys up and moving, then we'll have, basically a pregame briefing, offense, defense, in that regards, and we'll hit the pregame meal and head to the stadium. So it's I love them because you get up and you don't have to sit around the hotel for too long during the day, but, our kids are definitely fired up to get Saturday.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis football coach Mike Norvell, UCF coming into town this weekend. A lot has been made, Coach, as you know, about Brady White and the season that he's had this year, but you look at his numbers and you compare him to who you mentioned, McKenzie Milton, who was a Heisman candidate. The numbers are basically identical. What have you thought about the season Brady has had and just his development so far?
I think Brady's done a great job. There's been a couple halves where I don't think he's played to the level that he's capable of. I mean, there's different circumstances of why that could happen. But for the most part, you look at the production that he's had, things that he's done to help
you know, manage this offense. You know, some of the things he does go unseen with his run checks and decisions he makes, you know, pre and post snap. But to have the efficiency of what he's played with for a first year starting quarterback is incredible. And I think, this last week, I was so pleased with his response and how, coming off the, second half in Tulane where he didn't play his best football and almost be perfect, in the last game was pretty exceptional. So he knows he has to play well this week. He's got to continue to take what the defense gives him, got to locate the football. But you can tell you he's getting more and more comfortable and a lot of confidence going into this week.
When you obviously lose a quarterback and wide receiver tandem like Riley and Anthony Miller, I think everybody kind of expects there's just going to be an adjustment period. And I'm certain you were prepared for that. Has it been sort of exactly what you thought it would be? Just in terms of, preparing for life after them?
Well, we believe in the young men that we have and the way that we've recruited. And we've got some explosive players. We've got, I've been really pleased with the development of our guys. But the biggest thing that kind of goes almost forgotten to the masses is, we're such a young team. We only have 8 seniors on this team. Unfortunately, a lot of seniors have even been injured throughout the first part of the season. So the thing that we're trying to do is you see that leadership emerge from some of our youth. And those guys are doing a really nice job. Sometimes that leadership has to be grown from experience. And we've had some experiences this year that have been highs and lows. And so that constant growth is what I love about coaching. And we need to see that next step here this week as we're playing a top opponent in the country and a great opportunity to showcase what we can do. I truly believe the future is extremely bright here with this team and the young men that we have a part of it.
Coach Norvell, after you beat Central Florida on Saturday, do you have a dance or anything special planned for the locker room? Is there anything you could bring that would bring the house down? Have you worked on anything?
I'm sure I could bring a couple things that'd bring the house down. But I just said, we'll save that for the team, and if they have their phones ready, then we might see it on a showcase. We enjoy what we get to do and the opportunity to go in there and to play a game. It doesn't matter who you're playing. It doesn't matter the opponent. But we want to see our guys be successful, and our focus this week is to be 1-0. Our focus is to go in there and play the best brand of football that we can play, doing it against a great opponent. So it's not, to be honest, it's not any different here this week than what it was there after UConn. And we know it's going to be a big game for us. We know it is going to be on a great platform and national stage. But we've got to go out there and just play the best the Memphis Tigers can play. And I believe in this team.
How much does a goalpost cost? Because I think we should go out there and tear one down if you guys win this game.
Coach, don't worry about him.
I'm serious.
He doesn't mean that. You don't have to answer that.
Well, obviously we know we need a great home field advantage this week. We want to see all Memphians come out and support the Tigers. Like I said, this is a national showcase. There's going to be people from all over the country tuning in to see what this Tiger football team, what our community, obviously the progression of what we've done as a program. So everybody, all hands on deck. Everybody needs to be there, need to be loud.
Yeah.
If Jason has any recommendations of any special guests that he wants to put out there, we're good with that too. We're definitely excited to see all Memphians come out and support.
That's the best.
Okay. You slipped that one in, Coach.
That was
sneaky, I got to tell
great.
You. Yeah, we'll see what we can find. Let me ask you this, though. Where does Daryl Henderson rank in terms of running backs that you have coached in your career? We've tried to lead the Heisman campaign for him. Where does he rank?
Daryl's such a special player because he does it all. His versatility is what makes him, so special. I think it's easy to see his explosiveness as a back, but also, what he's able to do as a pass receiver out of the backfield, the toughness he shows in protections, any recognition or accolades that he receives, he's well-deserved because, he is a special back. I mean, leading the country in rushing, but also, so dynamic as a returner and as a pass receiver. So he is an elite player, and he's one that's got an extremely bright future, and we're definitely glad to see him wearing that Tiger blue.
He should be in the Heisman conversation, right? I mean, given what he is doing, I mean, this is a young man who should absolutely be in the Heisman conversation, right?
Yeah, he's showing that he's one of the nation's elite players. And, you know, we try to focus on what we can control. Do I think that people should be talking about Darrell Henderson as one of the best players in the United States of America? No question in my mind. Whether that puts him on a certain watch list or not, you know, we can't control that.
Right.
We can continue to talk about, him and the job that he's doing. And, you know, I think people all across the country are taking notice.
Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll see you this weekend. Thank you.
All right, guys, you have a great day and look forward to seeing y'all Saturday.
Yes, sir. He is Mike Norvell, University of Memphis football coach. That was certainly if you were listening, it took me a minute to like register like what he had just
said.
Yeah, like I was like, Jason, special guest. Oh, that's what Coach Norvell. Hey, I'm sure. Hey, can we tell you that Drake and Justin Timberlake are going to be at the Memphis UCF?
No,
we can have to do that.
No,
okay, we can't do that.
No.
But no, we appreciate Coach Norvell for coming on. And to that point about Darrell Henderson, you know, we have been leading the campaign for him, Bennett. I think we're actually having some success because we got Jason Fitz to play the highlight package on the College Football Show, which is national.
Yep.
Millions of viewers every week. So we already accomplished that. And then David Hale over at ESPN wrote a column about Heisman candidates who were not getting enough love. And the first name he mentions is Darrell Henderson.
Yep.
And this is what he writes about Darrell Henderson. There's a good case to be made that no player in the country has been more dominant than Darrell Henderson, whose numbers through 6 weeks are utterly eye-popping. Henderson leads the nation in rushing average at 11.8 yards per rush. The next best mark among backs with at least 50 carries is 2.7 yards per rush less. Henderson has scored 12 touchdowns on the ground, one for every 6.6 carries. He's already topped 170 yards rushing in four games. He scored at least once in every game in which he's played. Oh, and did we mention his impact isn't limited to just running the ball? He's also caught a pass in every game this year, has two more touchdowns through the air, and does a little kick return on the side. He's one of only 10 players nationally with 100 yards in the rushing, receiving, and kick return columns, and he leads the nation in all-purpose yards with 1,223.
Okay, well, this is the game. I mean, now he's got to deliver because you want to be really, really in the discussion. Get 100-plus yards and a couple touchdowns Saturday and a win.
Now, I mean, that's true.
Right? I mean, then it's really going to be discussed. Like, this is, like, one of the best running backs. And, I mean, you'll hear it a lot more, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, he doesn't really have a real shot at the Heisman, though, does he? I mean,
I
think he should be in the conversation, but
like these are just a couple. Like Jason Fitz, we told him about it and he mentioned it, and then there's this one. But I'm saying, I think that I don't think he will win the Heisman. No, I don't think he.
His numbers are insane, though.
They're insane. I'm with you on that. But I'm saying if you're the best player in a win on Saturday, then there really will be discussion, I think.
Yeah, like if he goes off for like 200 yards in a win.
Yeah, like I think he'll be in the conversation the rest of the year, right?
Yeah, I mean, he should, and he deserves, I mean, he already deserves to be. I mean, I know people will look at the Memphis schedule and say, you know, it's against so-and-so. But, I mean, you still can't argue with those numbers.
Nope.
Leading the country in in yards per carry, leading the country in all-purpose yards. He does everything on the football field. And he only got 7 carries against Tulane. You know, if he gets 17 carries against Tulane, he's probably even further out in front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they win that game and maybe they're 5-1 and whatever. It doesn't matter. But at any rate, Darrell Henderson is finally getting some national love, which is all we wanted. That is all we wanted. All right, when we come back, Jason Smith is going to join us. We will talk to him about how the process is going and more. Jason and John on 89 FM, ESPN.
Congrats, you made it through National Ice Cream Day, National Hot Dog Day, and even National Sunglasses Day. You took on the heat, took care of the yard, and even took a vacation. But now it's October, and you finally have a chance to breathe. And with that chance to breathe also comes a chance for fun when you play new October Instant Games. Pick up one of 4 new games for a chance to win $1,000 up to $1,000,000. Fall into some fun with new October Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
1, 2, it's coming for you. 3, 4, you could win much more. 5, 6, on a scratch ticket. 7, 8, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks Instant Game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. 9, 10, time to play again.
Washington, D.C., still a total mess. and Marsha Blackburn is a big part of it. During her 16 years in Congress, Marsha Blackburn has collected over $800,000 from the pharmaceutical industry. They got their money's worth when Marsha Blackburn passed legislation making it harder for the DEA to crack down on suspicious opioid shipments. Drug companies were selling huge amounts of oxycodone to shady pharmacies that were in turn selling it to whoever could pay. No real questions asked. The DEA tried to crack down, and Marsha Blackburn stopped them. 60 Minutes did a story on it. You can look it up online for yourself. After 16 years, Marsha Blackburn has become the worst of Washington. Phil Bredesen will work across party lines to change Washington.
I'm Phil Bredesen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bredesen for Senate.
Jason Smith and John Martin, host of the Jason and John Show weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN. They're going to be taking the show on the road Friday, October 12th, to the all-new Platinum Jewelers store in Germantown. They're going to be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. during the grand opening celebration that's going to be going on all day from 10 to 5. There are going to be door prizes, giveaways, food, potential celebrity sightings, all while you're seeing the beautiful new store, which is located at 9387 Poplar Avenue, where the old Doris McClendon store used to be. So if you're in the area, or even if you're not, stop by, see Jason and John, and meet Preston, who will absolutely help with all your jewelry needs. Again, you also might win something, and winning things is fun. The address to the new store, again, Germantown, 9387 Poplar Avenue. That's 9387 Poplar. That's where Jason and John are going to be on Friday. And yes, the other location is still located at 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. That's Platinum Jewelers. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Twitter. And they're on the web at PlatinumJewelers.com. That's PlatinumJewelers.com.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
You don't want just any Wi-Fi. You want Wi-Fi from Xfinity that lets you stream in every room in your house, from your attic to your backyard to your basement. You want Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want, so your kids can watch their show on the TV downstairs while you watch the game live on your tablet upstairs. And you want Wi-Fi that can help you save on your wireless bill when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, and awesome. So get started with Xfinity Internet for just $29.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save on your wireless bill when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Just go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. This offer ends 12/30/18. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates do apply.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% on appliance special buys. Stop wondering when the best time to buy is, because it's now. Get a GE Appliances top load washer and dryer, just $448 each. You save over $300 on the pair. The washer has a heavy-duty agitator for a powerful clean on top of the powerful savings. Save up to 35% with appliance special buys at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 17th. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details.
Hey, it's Kevin Johnson here, GM at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. So what's cooking at Ruth's Chris? Oh, our tender, delicious USDA prime steaks, for one. They're always sizzling. Speaking of sizzling, it's that time of year for our seasonal three-course menu, inspired by this season's fresh new flavors springing up all over the place. Your Ruth's Chris chef can source some of these flavors so you know you're enjoying fresh ingredients right at the very peak. What's more, our seasonal three-course menu starts at $44.95. For this, you'll not only enjoy three courses, you'll also get a starter and dessert as well. You might even try one of our premium new menu items like the 40-ounce tomahawk ribeye, hand-carved at your table. So come celebrate this season's fresh new fare and make plans for an unforgettable evening of sizzling steaks and warm hospitality. And visit Ruth's Chris today. And be sure you ask for Kevin when you come in. I'd love to meet you. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Is he in a bad mood?
Enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine with today's Perks deal. Half off $50 to Las Margaritas with 8 locations throughout the Mid-South. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Well, we're moving on.
Appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Well, you heard it. Moving on up is Jason Smith. He's out of Raleigh. And, do we just lose him? Maybe he's, I don't know what happened. Well, we had it all perfectly planned. We're going to bring him in, the Jeffersons. But it's been, I know it's been a busy day for him. The reason why, of course, if you have not been up to speed, Jason is closing. Today is moving day for Jason. And he's moving from Raleigh to a new home in Cordova. I guess we lost him. I guess he's gotten tied up somewhere. Okay, so maybe we're just not going to have Jason today then. Maybe he's gotten too tied up. Did you have him first? I mean, he answered the phone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I had him. Maybe his phone cut off.
Yeah, well, try him back. Try him back. Because, I mean, I need to know. I need to know how things are going, okay? I need to know if we are where we need to be. Because this is an important moment for the show. This is a watershed moment for the show. And Jason is here now. What's up, my man?
What's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm good. I mean, how's everything? Are you in good spirits? How are we today?
I'm in good spirits. We closed on both houses. That's the main thing, is to keep in mind that you're blessed and everything's going to go down. And, you know, it's been a trying day, John, to say the least. What you been doing? You've been in there talking about sports.
I just been
what
in here.
Been doing all
but my mind, Jason, I would be lying to you if I told you that my mind wasn't completely with you.
Well, you are lying.
On this particular day. It's never easy. I mean, you got the wife, you got
man,
42 years of things that you're.
She's about ready to kill me. Oh my gosh, my kid. He looks so poor. I mean, we don't even care anymore. Like he had a sweater on to start the day, but of course it's warmed up a little bit out here. Well, of course Chris has no hips, so his jeans, his 3T jeans, are dripping down, and you can see his underwear everywhere, all over the clothing attorney in the conference room. He's bouncing off the walls, and we've reached a point now. My wife and I both ready to kill each other. Chris is just babysitting himself. He looks like a wild man running around. We look like a bunch of fools out here. But God is good. We're going to end up in this house, baby, and we're going to get through it.
Well, that's what's important. I mean, there's I mean, nothing worth doing comes easy, Jason.
Listening to that from you, John, you're absolutely right, but you delivering it to me feels a little awkward. I appreciate that, though. You're absolutely right. It certainly applies in your case. You worked so hard to get to where you are. I'd like to think it applies in my case as well. And it will all be worth it, brother, when I am carrying my wife over that threshold, if she's not beating me over the head while I'm doing it. Probably around a little bit later on this afternoon, maybe around 4 or 5-ish.
All right, there is another order of business I want to get to, but last question on this. You closed on both houses. Everything went smoothly, and you are now just waiting on the movers to finish moving your stuff?
That's pretty much it. If you've ever seen, I know you haven't because you're a young man, but Richard Pryor, man, there's a movie called Moving, believe it or not, that stars the great Richard Pryor. And he had a heck of a day trying to move his family. Now, he was just like, he's going across country. We're not doing anything like that. But, man, it has been a heck of a day. I want to thank the good folks of Live, Love, Memphis, man, especially Robbie Marbury. He has been my shepherd and my angel throughout all of this. So it doesn't happen if not for God and if not for Live, Love, Memphis. I appreciate you letting me send that shout-out, man, because it is. Like right now, my wife's ready to kill me and everything, and she's hot. She won't talk to me. But see, she will tonight when we're
she
in
will.
That new home, upgrade. And I'm saying, honey, how about this? I said, don't you like this thing? How about this garage we've got now, honey? Don't you like where we are? She'll buy it, John. Hopefully we'll stay together.
Yeah, I mean, no, you don't have to worry about any, like, you know, any kind of foundation problems. You're not.
Hey.
You're not in.
Mouth shut,
ink,
brother. Let me get through the day.
All right, but at least you're not in Raleigh anymore.
Yeah.
No, I'm driving
to Raleigh. I still have things in Raleigh, but no, John, yeah, we're moving on up, man. And not that, you know, like I said, I've Raleigh been nothing. Years. As you said, we're not going to hear me badmouth Raleigh. Only broken into one time.
Now, okay, that's good.
That's safe to say. That will happen to you anywhere in Memphis.
That is true.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That is true.
It is not Raleigh to me. God bless Raleigh. But yes, we're moving on up.
All right. So congratulations. You deserve it.
Thank you, John.
And we are happy for you that this is finally happening and is close to being done. I did want to ask you, though, because we kind of had a theme on this show. We were talking earlier. I had a hypothetical that I'm going to run by you as well. So here's the deal. You can pick one win for the University of Memphis Athletics of these three. Which one would you pick? Would you pick a win this weekend over top 10 ranked UCF? Would you pick a win against, I mean, obviously things would have to break the right way, but this is a hypothetical situation. Would you pick a win against Villanova in the early tournament, or would you pick a win against top 5 potentially ranked Tennessee later in the year? You could only pick one. Which one would you pick, Jason?
Oh, John. This is hard as I drive back to Raleigh. My brain is already fried.
Not that each one isn't important, right? I'm just asking, like, if you could pick one, which do you think would be the most significant?
Early season win over Villanova, win over UCF on ABC, number 10 team in the nation.
And then a rival in Tennessee, you know, at home.
I'm leaning towards the Tennessee, man. I really am.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. I mean, if you upset UCF, it's huge, right? You do it for a 4th straight year on ABC. You've upset a national ranked opponent. But in terms of the season and your goals, you mess up the rest of the way. You still, you know, nothing's changed. You still got to, you know, you got to win the West. You got to get back to the title game. With Villanova, it's one of those early season tournaments where Villanova comes out, trips up. Everybody will say, oh, it was early season for them. For Memphis, if you nationally look at Penny making a splash real early, but then again, it's early. With Tennessee, it's late enough. That team ranked high enough right now. Obviously, Villanova, too, they're up there. But with Tennessee, a little bit higher, a little bit later on in the season, they've come through the Advocare, hopefully 2-1-ish,
yep.
Not 1-2, and it adds to what you hope is a pretty decent – a pretty good non-conference resume already. So I think if we're talking about the possibility of Penny making an NCAA tournament in his first season, which we all think is a possibility, even the experts, even the Garys and the Jeffs think it's bubble possibility. You and I probably think a little bit more. You're on bubble too, it sounds like. If you throw a Tennessee win on there, that's significant for that. You can make that goal. Yes, UCF, that's a huge upset if you get it Saturday. But I'm not sure, and you'd have to take care of business the rest of the way to still get some little bit of help to win the AAC West, to get back to the title game. So I'll go the last one. What's the right answer? The last one's the right answer.
Well, I agreed with that. I said Tennessee. I would say Memphis beating UCF though if Memphis was coming into this game undefeated. Like if the season went the way we thought
Correct.
It could have gone and it was
yep.
and both teams were undefeated, I would have said this weekend because it could have had potential, you know, Peach Bowl implications
Absolutely.
Or whatever it is. But because Memphis's season kind of already is what it is, you're basically just playing spoiler. I don't think by winning or losing on tomorrow
Saturday.
Saturday that it really changes the nation's perception of Memphis one way or another. Like, I think the nation has kind of caught up to what Memphis football is and respecting Memphis football. Everybody kind of knows that they're a legitimate program now. On the other side, with Penny, yes, there's been a lot of buzz, a lot of hysteria here locally, and most of it's been justified. But I do still think there are a lot of skeptics out there, and there are, and there are people out there who are wondering, okay, he's got the recruiting piece down, he's got the cool factor down, but can he coach basketball? And, and so I think those games matter to him in terms of perception going forward, especially with those recruits and their families who you know are watching this season like a hawk.
Exactly. Particularly those ones that are waiting until the spring to watch, you know, those ones that say, you know, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm thinking about you, but I think I want to wait until the spring for those. To your point, for the skeptics, because we know they're out there. We know that they think that, you know, this is sort of a celebrity hiring and want to be, you know, won't feel like they've been proven wrong until Penny has won some big games, not just regular games. You know, they'll slight you on the AAC. So it's got to be, you're going to have to win big in the non-conference too. Silence some of those skeptics. Now, how important is that to Memphis right now? I mean, Memphis is always going to have its critics and its haters. But to your point, a Tennessee victory over you know, a team as good as we think that one's going to be at that point in the season, you know, that right there gives you some juice. That gives you, you know, that the rest of the nation's looking at that one. And to that point, it only adds to what we think could be a pretty good body of work in the non-conference. If you can come out of that advocate of, okay, if you go down to Miami, you play well, you beat Texas Tech, you've got an opportunity there to really have something special going into conference season. And, yeah, no, I'm with you. I think that one for Penny, for Memphis, that one right now would be the most significant.
I mean, and plus it's Tennessee, right? That's the other part of
it. Plus, we didn't even add the rivalry part of it and how it's back and how it's juiced up. Because, as we've said, it's one thing when you've got these regional rivalries and the, you know, the teams aren't very good. Well, we expect Memphis to be good. Tennessee we know is good, and that's what adds to it. Just like when it was one versus two. If both sides are good, then the blood's really boiling. I mean, it doesn't boil as much when they're not. So that, yes, you add the Tennessee aspect to it. It's huge. It's huge for your program. It's huge for, you know, at this point with where Rick's got that thing, that's a victory. It doesn't just resonate here statewide, John. That's a victory that would resonate, as you know, national.
Right, no doubt about it. All right, man, get back to it. Best of luck. If you need anything from me, please ask Bennett first.
No, I'd just like to thank you two gentlemen for holding it down. I love you guys. You guys are the best. I'd like to thank Intercom, of course, for making this happen. I'd like to thank God. Without those things, I wouldn't have a marriage. My wife probably wouldn't forgive me for the day it's been. And thank y'all. Thank you.
We look forward to you inviting the entire listening audience to your housewarming party.
Sounds good, brother.
All right, my man. Be good. Yeah. He is Jason Smith. Normally, he's across from me, but today he's moving. I'm glad things appear to be going swimmingly, as swimmingly as they possibly can. His wife's only ready to kill him. I will say, for me, like, and we used black tie. I'm not sure who he is using. It was very smooth for us. It was very smooth for us when we moved.
Okay.
I mean, it just was. I mean, we didn't argue. We did not fight. I mean, everything. She was just kind of the director. She told everybody where to lay the stuff down. I just kind of stood there like an idiot, you know? Was your moving day? Did you have Kara when you moved into that house, or were you single?
Yeah, no, we were together. It was a little tough, but we got through it.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Good stuff there from Jason Smith. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John on 89 FM ESPN.
From day one, President Trump has been attacked by those who resist his Make America Great Again agenda. Hillary Clinton and the left have led the charge. Sadly, Chris McDaniel joined Hillary and the left by attacking Trump and his supporters. While Hillary called Trump supporters deplorable, McDaniel called them delusional. What else do Chris McDaniel and Hillary Clinton have in common? They both opposed President Trump's tax cut. That's right. McDaniel said Trump's tax plan was an embarrassment. McDaniel even called Trump, quote, thin-skinned and not conservative. Yes, you heard that right. McDaniel called Trump supporters delusional. He opposed Trump's tax cut, and he personally attacked the president. No wonder President Trump endorsed Cindy Hyde Smith. She supported President Trump's agenda 100% of the time in the U.S. Senate. Cindy Hyde Smith, she's the conservative we can count on. Chris McDaniel, he's just bad for Mississippi.
Paid for by Mississippi Victory Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The sports book at the Fence is now open. And folks, there's nothing like the action at a sports book. There's an energy and excitement that simply does not exist anywhere else. If you've never made a bet or aren't quite sure how to bet, no problem. It's simple, and we'll show you how. You can make straight bets against the spreads, over-unders, moneyline bets, prop bets, futures bets, parlays, even bets on games already in progress. And at The Fitz, baby, you can bet on just about anything. College and pro football, college pro and women's basketball, college and pro baseball, college and pro hockey. Want to bet boxing? You can. Plus MMA, tennis, golf, soccer, World Cup, auto racing, motorcycle racing, truck racing, even air racing. You can bet on the Olympics, bowling, rodeo, rugby, lacrosse. Starting to get the picture? About the only thing you can't bet on at the Fitz is fly swatting and opera singing. Get your bets down now with the sportsbook at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, this is John Martin, and I want to tell you about Tiger Promotions. Tiger Promotions is a local Memphis company that does everything. They do t-shirts, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products. You got a business, an event, a church, even a school, then you got to give my buddy Lee Rainey a call. Listen, there are hundreds of companies in town that do what Tiger Promotions does, but there's a reason why Penny Hardaway and Mike Norvell are loyal customers at Tiger Promotions, because they're a step above. Tiger Promotion prints for the University of Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies, and hundreds of other companies here in town. But what separates them at Tiger Promotions is their responsiveness and their service. You're not going to have to wait 3 days for a response to an email or to get artwork. Lee and Tiger Promotions are going to respond to you that day. They take your business seriously. So trust me when I tell you this. Go with somebody that's proven and has a history of working with companies and coaches and people that you know here in Memphis. Not a national website or somebody who prints or embroiders in their garage and who doesn't understand Memphis. So give my man Lee a call, 901-674-5337, or check him out at tigerpromotions.net. That's tigerpromotions.net.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Spencer here from ATC Fitness. While you're making your fitness picks this week, head over to ATC Fitness and pick us for your fitness needs. With the best equipment and cleanest facilities, we're the easy favorite. And you don't have to head to Tunica to make this pick. With 18 locations, ATC Fitness is around the corner from just about everyone. ATC Fitness, only $15 a month. Check us out and sign up online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Jason Smith and John Martin, host of the Jason and John Show weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN. They're going to be taking the show on the road Friday, October 12th, to the all-new Platinum Jewelers Store in Germantown. They're going to be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. during the grand opening celebration that's going to be going on all day from 10 to 5. There are going to be door prizes, giveaways, food, potential celebrity sightings, all while you're seeing the beautiful new store, which is located at 9387 Poplar Avenue, where the old Doris McClendon store used to be. So if you're in the area, or even if you're not, stop by, see Jason and John, and meet Preston, who will absolutely help with all your jewelry needs. Again, you also might win something, and winning things is fun. The address to the new store, again, Germantown, 9387 Poplar Avenue. That's 9387 Poplar. That's where Jason and John are going to be on Friday. And yes, the other location is still located at 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. That's Platinum Jewelers. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Twitter. And they're on the web at PlatinumJewelers.com. That's PlatinumJewelers.com.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts, here's what you need to know. And really all you need to know about them, they sold Jason's house. I mean, that's the end of the live right there. It's done. They sold Jason's house. They're the best in Memphis, the best in the world. And if you're looking to market your home, there's nobody you should do it with that's not named the Live Love Memphis Group. They do things differently. They offer a ton of extras that they don't feel are extra at all, and they don't charge extra. A lot of times if your home did not sell the first time on the market, many times it's not a price issue, it's a marketing issue. And the good news for you is that that is exactly what they do. It's what they did for Jason. He sold that house in like, what, 4 days? I mean, he was in and out just like that because he used the Live Love Memphis Group. So check them out. They'll do the same for you. They're at livelovememphis.com. Again, the website, livelovememphis.com. They're the official realtor of the Memphis Grizzlies. Make them your official realtor, too. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We've got more drama, Bennett. We've got more drama in Minnesota. And it really is, like, starting to be kind of a soap opera. This is according to Shams Charania about 10, 20 minutes ago. Timberwolves All-Star Jimmy Butler called a players-only meeting today. So that now we're in the players-only meeting phase of this. Airing his feelings towards situation and management, per league sources. Butler expressed to players he would compete with them as signs pointing to him staying with the franchise into the regular season. Again, a players-only meeting with Jimmy Butler and the rest of the team.
Man.
And maybe they are going to awkwardly have to work this all out.
What a turn.
I said like an hour and a half ago, I did not see a way that this could continue. And maybe they're going to, I mean, usually when these guys decide, right, when Kawhi Leonard decided he wanted out of San Antonio, they traded him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, even though the return.
Yeah, usually it works in the player's favor.
Yeah, I mean, you have the leverage in this situation. Mm-hmm. You know, you can not play, or you can make the situation like Kyrie Irving. You know what I mean? He wanted out from Cleveland. They traded him. And usually the players get their way because they can either just not play. They can say, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play for you. Or they can make a locker room absolutely unbearable, which it felt like this was trending toward. It felt like, you know.
Oh, don't count it out yet.
Well, I mean, I just don't see. Anyway, like, what is this players only meeting with Jimmy Butler? Where does he go around the room and say, all right, you're a B, you're a B, you're a B, you're a B. Like, Carl Anthony Towns, you're a B. Andrew Wiggins, you're overpaid. You're a B. Like, how does that go? Does he just go around the room and just roast everybody?
No, I mean, I think that, you know, he probably just realized, oh, crap, I'm really going to be stuck with this team. I better try to, you know, save face a little bit before the regular season starts so we can try to win some games.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see any way where even if, I mean, if you're a Grizzly fan, you know, whether Jimmy Butler's on the team or off, I mean, it does feel like you're, you know, I'm not saying that they're going to be an 8 seed, bro. Trust me. But
they're going to be so dysfunctional.
That's what I'm saying. They will be a dysfunctional team. So they will still, I think, come back to the pack a little bit, whether Jimmy's on that team or not. Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of my main point. Also, we haven't mentioned this. Hugh Freeze is getting back into coaching. It will be with the AAF.
Oh, we're going to see him in Memphis.
I guess so. He's coaching with the Arizona team. The Arizona Hotshots, I think they're called.
Hopefully they come here next year.
I don't know if they'll come here or not, but you could tell he clearly just missed coaching.
Yeah.
He had the show cause, and what's going to happen is he's going to coach this team, you know, through February, through whatever. I think their season ends in like May, June, something like that. And then as soon as that's over, he'll just join a college football program.
I mean, dude, credit to the AAF. They got some names on those
Michael
coaching
Vick,
staff.
Hugh Freeze.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Singletary.
Yeah.
No, there's no question about it. They are
Brad
doing things.
Brad Childers is a coach. Like,
Brad
there's names, good. Yeah.
There are real names in this. We'll see if it ultimately succeeds on the field. All right, that's going to do it for us. As always, the show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests today. Thanks to Ron Olson for sitting in the first hour. Thanks to Mike Norvell. Thanks to Jeff Coggins. And thanks to Jason Smith. Eric Hastine is up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station.
Washington, D.C., still a total mess. And Marsha Blackburn is a big part of it. During her 16 years in Congress, Marsha Blackburn has collected over $800,000 from the pharmaceutical industry. They got their money's worth when Marsha Blackburn passed legislation making it harder for the DEA to crack down on suspicious opioid shipments. Drug companies were selling huge amounts of oxycodone to shady pharmacies that were in turn selling it to whoever could pay. No real questions asked. The DEA tried to crack down. And Marsha Blackburn stopped them. 60 Minutes did a story on it. You can look it up online for yourself. After 16 years, Marsha Blackburn has become the worst of Washington. Phil Bredesen will work across party lines to change Washington.
I'm Phil Bredesen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bredesen for Senate.
My name is Jessica Van Eyck, and I have been a Fraze customer for 8 years. I had a fire break out in the condo behind me. The system went off, and that alerted me. Not thinking, I ran out of the house without my phone, but thankfully, my security system had already called the fire station. I would recommend Fraze Protection because they ultimately saved my life. Without the security system, I wouldn't be here today.
For smart home security, choose local and call Fraze Protection today. Tennessee license 0268.
Fall is the time of year you might want to check your boot situation and get prepared for the cold, wet weather ahead. And if you want the best of the country's leading brands like Justin, Ariat, Corral, and Lucchese, Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans is your one-stop shop. Looking for boots on the internet? Cowboy Corner's prices are comparable or less than the online stores. And at Cowboy Corner, you can try them on to get the correct size and take them with you. Since 1957, Cowboy Corner has been your best source for Western boots, work boots, and Western apparel for the entire family. On Goodman Road in South Haven.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the whole job done better and faster. Get the lowest price on the things you need with bulk and volume pricing. Then get it all where you need it and when with buy online, pick up in store, or job site delivery with text notifications. You save time and money. When you've got a job, we're on the job.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.